I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show, not just a talk show, but a teach show. Not just running around complaining, but taking these current events and turning them into constitutional training sessions. You can, as a reminder, just find all my podcasts at chrisannhall.com, chrisannhall.com. I would encourage you to tweet them, to post them, to share them, please. It's time we get this proper education out there. We are being smothered to death under political corruption, constitutional compromise. That's why liberty over security and principle over party and truth over your favorite, yes, your favorite politician is so important. Our politicians have gotten celebrity status, and they're selling us into servitude with their greed and their corruption and their what? Celebrity status because we can't talk about them? I mean, seriously, this is out of control. It really, really is out of control. And they're selected, self-selected, self-created celebrity status that is supported by the masses of the people is allowing them to do nothing. I mean, stand up and talk and rant and rave. Sound tough, look tough, and we gotta love you because you say things that are just tough, but don't do anything at all. It's creating a completely impotent, useless government. Useless in the defense of the liberties, the reasons that it was even established, but unfortunately quite useful in their very destructions. I mean, we had the senators writing a letter to Iran. I mean, seriously. Oh, but we were really writing it to our president. Well, I'm sorry, you addressed it to the wrong stinking person. And what has it done? Absolutely nothing. First off, getting the understanding of the Senate's role in a treaty, you know, only half right. And then completely political games, trying to make people think, well, we're doing something. See, we're writing letters and we're getting angry. No, I want you to stand up and stop the madness. Stop it now. Well, apparently, letter writing is going to be the new trend. Because, yes, believe it or not, we have a new letter written to, this time, not a foreign government, but to an executive agency. Our representatives writing a letter to the Immigration Customs and Enforcement and saying, why are you doing this? The Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, please stop being mean to our people. Please stop. I mean, seriously, that's what's going on here. Please stop. No, no, no. Hey, Congressman, you fund the Department of Homeland Security. You fund ICE. You are their boss. Why are you writing them letters asking, you know, them to please stop their illegal activity? So here's the story. Paul Gosar, Ann Kirkpatrick, and Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake sent a letter to DHS Secretary Jay Johnson and ICE Deputy Assistant Secretary Saldana, warning them not to release an illegal immigrant with drug-resistant tuberculosis into the general public. No, they didn't warn them. They asked them. They didn't say, if you do this, there will be consequences. They didn't say, if you do this, we will throw you in jail. It's a list of questions. I'm absolutely stunned by this. So Congressman Gosar finds out from the county director of public health from Pinal County, Thomas Schreier, that the ICE detention facility in Florence is planning on releasing an illegal immigrant with drug-resistant tuberculosis into the Pinal County community in the next couple of days. Now, this was released on Friday. Gosar says, I demanded ICE and DHS rethink this. I'm sorry, these are his own words. I'm quoting him, and I can't even get over it here. I demand that ICE and DHS rethink this awful decision and not release this dangerous individual. Such actions put our citizens at risk and will impose significant financial burden on the county. I demand they rethink this. How is this a threat? We want you to rethink what you're doing here. Please, just think about how awful this will be if you do this. How awful will this be on the community? Thomas Schreier, the director of the public health for Pinal County, wrote a letter to Congress explaining his concerns about this illegal immigrant who's going to be released. Okay, so first we have to get over the fact that ICE is going to release an illegal immigrant. And now we have to get over the fact that they're going to release an illegal immigrant who has been receiving treatment for 7 months for tuberculosis and has proven that his tuberculosis is drug resistant. Illegal immigrant being released with drug resistant tuberculosis. Okay, let's just not. I'm not even gonna chase those agenda rabbits, okay? Because there's so much here to deal with on its own. Tuberculosis spreads. It is an airborne thing. You sneeze and somebody gets it. It's on your hands. You touch somebody and it gets it. And it dictates that if someone gets tuberculosis in the hospital, they have to be quarantined. And now the ICE facility will release this individual to the county health department to be treated by local taxpayers' expenses. From a public health perspective, the director says, it is essential that anyone who is suffering from TB be treated so that they are not a health threat to others. I request that ICE pay the cost of those who are released from their facility. How about we not release them from our facility into our society? How about we deport them? Oh, Chris Ann, that's heartless. You know what? He's here illegally. So treat him and send him home. I mean, if we have to do that, then we treat him and we send him home. We don't transfer him to another facility in a local community. And the idea that this Pinal County has to ask the ICE not to do this is also ridiculous. We have two very confused bunches of people on who has the power in this situation. We have been so infested with federal supremacists that we believe that we have no recourse in our counties and in our states when the federal government wants to release, number one, illegal people into our system, and number two, people with communicable diseases that are illegal. See, what we need in Pinal County is a sheriff who will stand outside his border. I mean, lock down his county and tell ICE no. I mean, if the facility is already in the county, then the sheriff surrounds the building and says, no, you will not be releasing these people into my county. Because in my county, ICE and Department of Homeland Security, you have no jurisdiction without my permission. And I will not give you permission to put the health of my citizens at risk. See, this, what happening here is falling on right in square in the lap of the sheriff of this county. And if he doesn't realize it, he is negligent in his responsibilities to protect the people. You know what I think I might do this week? See if I can't get in touch with this sheriff and see if I can't get him to say something on the record about what he's going to do. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Absolutely insane that the director of the health department has to ask the federal government to not infest his people with disease. This is, he sends this letter. He says, as you are aware that Pinellas County is the home of a major ICE detention facility in Florence, we were recently notified one of the undocumented immigrants, see, we're already slipping as undocumented, illegal immigrants, who has drug-resistant tuberculosis is likely to be released in our community. This individual has been undergoing treatment for the past 7 months in this facility, and according to ICE staff, they don't believe they will have the legal basis to continue to hold him. He is illegal! How can you not have the legal basis to hold him? He's illegal. He says, I've been director of public health, Pinellas County, for the past 11 years, and this is the first case where we have had an undocumented immigrant with active TB released to our community. So clearly, this is a change in policy that has a very real impact on our county. This is crazy. Now listen to what he says. Each year, we have approximately 35 cases of active TB that go through the ICE facility. Are you listening to this? 35 cases of active TB in our ICE facility in one place. Until now, they are routinely treated and deported. I'm very concerned that the recent change in ICE policy will require my county or another Arizona county to foot the bill for these individuals who should be the responsibility of the federal government. From a public health perspective, it's essential that anyone who is suffering from TB be treated so that they are not a health threat to others. Illegal. Infested. Released.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
This is... have we slipped into the Twilight Zone? I mean, seriously, what is going on here? How is it that the county health director is absolutely helpless when ICE wants to release illegal people into their community who are infected with tuberculosis? Well, rest assured, never fear, Congress is going to come to the rescue. On April 2nd, a letter was sent to the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, and to the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Sarah Saldana. A letter from John McCain, Jeff Flake, Paul Gosar, and Ann Kirkpatrick. Okay? This letter is going to say to the Department of Homeland Security, you will cease and desist releasing illegal immigrants into our society, and you will certainly not be releasing those who have been infected with tuberculosis. Because if you do, we will bring criminal charges against you, and you will be impeached from your offices. That's what the letter says. You only wish that's what the letter says. That's what the letter should say. But here's what the letter really says. Secretary Johnson, Assistant Secretary Saldana, it has come to our attention that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office plans to release from its Florence, Arizona facility to the community an illegal immigrant with drug-resistant tuberculosis. Please find enclosed a letter from the Thomas Schreier, Director of Public Health for Pinal County, Arizona, which describes this situation. This seems to be a change in ICE policy, and one that could put a financial burden on Pinal County. It's our understanding that if released, Pinal County would be responsible for finishing the treatment of this individual who has been found to be drug resistant, right? Okay, that was my insertion. If released, Pinal County would be responsible for finishing the treatment of this individual in accordance with Arizona law and standard public health practices. According to the county, the housing and medical attention for the requisite 18 to 24 months of care is estimated to cost around $200,000. Therefore, we ask that you respond to the following questions in writing at the earliest possible date, but no later than April 8th, 2015. Now that's tomorrow. So here is their list of questions. And oh my goodness, what a strong stand they're already taking, right? Question number one, why was this individual detained in the first place? And why does ICE believe it no longer has standing to hold the individual despite holding him, her for the past 7 months? Illegal alien. They already told you it was an illegal alien. Under what laws and policies, executive orders, or memoranda does ICE cite its authority to release an individual with such a diagnosis to the general public? Subsection A, are cases of individuals with an infectious disease considered in a manner differently than those without any such disease? Number three, why is ICE not considering the option of deporting the individual to his or her country of origin? Number four, if ICE does release this individual, does it plan to reimburse Pinal County for the medical treatment of this individual? Number five, should this release proceed, will the department honor the country's request at a minimum, have 10 days notice prior to the release of the individual to ensure adequate preparations are arranged? Is your head spinning right now? Number six, is ICE required to notify or have a policy in place to notify the Center for Disease Control when releasing undocumented... Now we're undocumented immigrants. They were illegal in the opening paragraph, but now they're undocumented immigrants with infectious diseases into the United States? More specifically, has ICE notified CDC of the release or pending release of an undocumented alien from its custody into the United States in the past 60 days? Number seven, if ICE is unable to detain the individual, does the CDC have the authority to quarantine? We are troubled by this situation, and we hope that the Department of Homeland Security and ICE considers the public health implications of their decisions. We thank you for your review of those inquiries and would appreciate a response in a timely manner. Ooh! So strong of a letter! It never really mattered how hard it would be, 'cause she filled me with love and the strength to live. She said, let it burn, let it burn. I'm gonna burn something down if you get in our way.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
You know what? How do you address this stuff? Gosar says in a public statement, "I was alarmed. I demand." Where's the demand in that letter? Where's the sense of alarm? Where is the sense of responsibility? I mean, seriously. Is this how Congress treats us? A list of questions? There is absolutely no demand in this letter whatsoever. It's a policy inquiry. It is not a demand. It is not anything. It is a policy inquiry. Please explain to us why you're doing this. Let us know if you're going to pay for it. About these undocumented immigrants being released in our society with infectious diseases. And we're troubled by the situation. And we hope that the Department of Homeland Security and ICE considers the public health implications of their decision. We thank you for your review of those inquiries and would appreciate a response in a timely manner. Should you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact our offices or the office of Director Schreier. Really? This is the best McCain, Flake, Gosar, and Kirkpatrick can do? How is this Arizona? How are these representatives of your people? How are they helping you at all? How are they protecting you? McCain and Flake, who are supposed to be the guardians of the states, and Gosar and Kirkpatrick, who are supposed to be the guardians of the people. How are they helping you? How are they protecting your liberties? How are they representing you? I mean, Arizona, you should be so outraged over this craziness that you are willing to remove these people from office right now. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? What, they're saying all these things and now they're going to go around and still fund these people? They're about to let tuberculosis loose in Florence County, Arizona, with absolutely no real protection whatsoever. So what happens if the Florence, Arizona facility is unable to treat him? What is their cause to hold this person, according to ICE? If the federal government cannot hold him until treatment is complete, then what is the authority in the eyes of the federal government for a county in Arizona to hold them? We already know the federal government believes that the counties have no authority to detain anyone. They don't even have the authority to deny driver's licenses. They don't have the authority to ask questions for documentation and papers. According to the federal government, that's profiling. Oh, maybe now we'll be profiling people with tuberculosis. He's tested positive with tuberculosis. You can't profile him for his tuberculosis. Really? And this is what happens when the entire republic breaks down into a federal monarchy, a federal kingdom, rather. Because we're an oligarchy. And it just depends on which day, which version of the oligarchy rules over us. Is it the Supreme Court today? Is it the executive branch today? Because they're not really a kingdom anymore, the executive branch. What are we doing here? What is going on? This is what happens when the states lose their sovereignty and sheriffs become pawns to the system, and counties no longer are subdivisions for their people's protection of life, liberty, and property. This is why these people need to read my book, Sovereign Duty. You know what I think I'm going to do? I am going to send... Why would I send these people leave my... Why would I send McCain, Flake, Gosar, or Kirkpatrick my book? Why? Gosar's already told us that he thinks that the Constitution should be compromised because half of the people don't agree with it. Those are his statements. Now, he tried to come back and say he supports the Constitution, but he's never taken back those statements. You can go to my website and see him say that, because I was on a town hall where he did and confronted him on that. Oh, we need to compromise the Constitution because 50% of the people don't even believe it anymore. Well, this is what happens, Representative Gosar, when 50% of the people don't believe it, and neither does Congress. You get an executive branch that's completely out of control, who thinks they can do anything at all. And you get states who think that they must submit to whatever whim and folly of the executive branch it may be. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Pablo says that driver's licenses have now become a right or an expectation for illegal immigrants. So he's on Neil Cavuto, right? And says in California law, they actually has a way to incentivize all these illegals to come and apply for driver's license. They expect over 90% of all the illegals to do this. And they ease their fears, saying they will not share any of the data. Right? We're not going to prove that. We're not going to tell anybody you're illegal. Just come get a license. And then any of the personal information about that person coming forward with any other government agency. Hey, how is it that California can shield illegal immigrants from being identified and metadata collection when they don't even do that for us, the people who are legally? But Bo says they only have to provide one of three documents, a passport, a consular matricula card, or an elections card. Oh, yeah. So go register to vote in California and you can get a driver's license. And now 20 million illegals who are here, none of them have a passport. Because if they had a passport, they wouldn't be illegal. They would be here on a visa, or we would know how to find them. But you see, you don't have to have anything special to get a consular matricula card or an elections card. And so now, we're getting state driver's license that are recognized as U.S. government issued IDs. That's how warped we are now. U.S. government issued IDs and state driver's license are viewed to be the same thing. And now the sheriff of Pinal County says that if you have one, I can't do anything about it. And if they ask for a driver's license, it's useless. Because asking for a driver's license is asking for a document that's built on a flawed system to begin with. All they have to do is get a voter registration card and they can get a driver's license. If they have a driver's license, then they can't do anything about it. They can't even ask for further documentation of their legal status. And now, ICE is letting people go that are infected with diseases. Like we didn't know that already. And Congress is asking questions. How about a letter that says, if you continue to release illegal immigrants, we will impeach you and charge you with criminal charges? And how is releasing someone with a known infectious disease not a criminal charge? If a hospital did that, they would be sued and they would be charged with criminal negligence for anybody who got sick for that. How is it the federal government, that ICE and Department of Homeland Security, is above the law one more time? Look, America. Your federal government doesn't represent you anymore. Your federal government has declared themselves puppets, powerless. They've declared themselves pawns, and in after no one's interests but their own. The only reason that McCain, Flake, Gosar, and Kirkpatrick are sending this letter is so that you can think that they're doing something for you, Arizona. If they were doing something, then they would actually do something. They'd start impeaching people because they can do that. Not asking them policy questions. I'm so infuriated by this. I don't even know how to articulate without calling people names like idiot, traitor, imbecile. But you say, I don't want to call people names. Their actions classify themselves. And why? This is the big question, because this is a personal responsibility thing. Why do we allow them to get away with it? How is it that we don't see what is really going on here? And why is it that we aren't reclaiming our power? I mean, at some point in time, the outrage gets old. At some point in time, my blood pressure getting rising over these issues, it becomes a conditioned response, and it has no effect anymore. I mean, at what point? Just seriously talking to us. At what point do we stop complaining about the fact that our government has sold out themselves to their own personal gain, their own greed? They have no concern for us whatsoever. At what point do we stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to comply with this anymore. We're going to take our protection into our own hands. We have an inalienable right for self-preservation. And the federal government is actively working against us. Actively working against our right to live. And it's time that we secure our own rights. It's time that we look at the federal government and declare them powerless and reclaim our power to defend ourselves.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So I'm not surprised McCain's on this letter, or Flake, because, you know, we know they're worthless. And Gosar, he already proved who he was. I guess we're going to learn who Kilpatrick is now, too. Gosar... He has so many of these conservative followers. You know, I don't know. The idea that we continue to have these illegal immigrant detention facilities in our states is mind-boggling. Why our states even allow this to continue to happen. And what's going to happen when this Iran nuclear deal goes through? Right, the Obama administration says that, and I make this deal with Iran, this nuclear agreement with Iran, it's a forever agreement. You got no way to back out of it. Seriously? And then he says, you know, the Senate has no say in it whatsoever. Can I remind you that there's supposed to be a difference between a president and a king? Alexander Hamilton said the president of the United States would be an officer elected by the people for 4 years. And the king of Great Britain is a perpetual hereditary prince. The one would be amenable to personal punishment and disgrace. You can personally punish the president. The person of the other is sacred and inviolable. How have we come to the point where the president of the United States is sacred and inviolable? And when that happens, he's now a king. Realize this. The president would have a qualified negative above upon the acts of the legislative body. The other has an absolute negative, meaning the president of the United States can only say things, can only stop Congress from doing the certain enumerated things that he's allowed to stop. And a king has an absolute power over the legislative branch. Am I describing a king or a president here? The president would have a concurrent, this is Hamilton, the president would have a concurrent power with the branch of the legislature and the formation of treaties. The king is the sole possessor of the power of making treaties. The president would have like concurrent authority within appointing two offices. The king has the sole author of all appointments. The president can confer no privileges whatsoever. A king can make denizens of aliens, noblemen of commoners, and can erect corporations with all the rights incident to corporate bodies. The president can prescribe no rules concerning the commerce or currency of the nation. The king, in several respects, is the arbiter of commerce, and in this capacity can establish markets and fairs, can regulate weights and measures, can lay embargoes for a limited time, can coin money, can authorize or prohibit the circulation of foreign coin. You see, these are supposed to be distinctions between presidents and kings, not areas in common. This is why the president was not a king. This is why we established the office of the president as it was, because we were assured that there was a distinct difference between a president and a king. The president can make no treaty without the Senate. He has concurrent power, not sole power. That's a king. The president can make no treaty even with the Senate that is perpetual. That is the power of a king, not the president. And when are we going to start having a Congress that steps up and says, look, we don't have a king, America. We have a president, and he is limited by our authority. He is limited by our power. America, where are you? Stop this madness, please. It is time to just stop this. It is time to get our states back in their proper authority. It is time to get our sheriffs back in their proper authority. It is time, America, for we the people to stop consenting and start altering. So we don't have to abolish. We have the power to alter. Let's be this light of liberty. Let's stop submitting to this arbitrary power. Let's take back the power of liberty. Take back the powers we've delegated and start doing what we're supposed to be doing, not simply just for ourselves, but for our posterity. It is time for us to stand up, America, and simply say we will no longer comply. We can no longer comply. Compliance means our destruction. We have consented and we no longer consent. It is time to preserve liberty. And if you are not with us, you are against us. It's time to make some real demands and make some real consequences. Liberty is depending on it. God bless. See you tomorrow.